This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
I'd like to welcome you all here as we celebrate the ascension of our Lord. And welcome back to in-person worship here. It'll be so different having people here while we do this service. We are recording here at the 4 o'clock service on Saturday. It'll be the service that we record. So sing pretty. And we'll have that up so people can do our service on quarantine. Can we have that available in the morning tomorrow? Also, a note, next Saturday, God willing and the weather holds, that we will be, there'll be seal coating the parking lot next Saturday. It should be okay to drive on by the evening. If you're able to walk, maybe park over in the field and walk over. If you have trouble walking, then certainly park close. But if you can view the cars off of that, that'd be fine. For those watching at home, our service today is from the Lutheran Service Book, Divine Service 1. Our hymns are number 493, 701, 492, 629, and 821. Let us rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us kneel and receive the confession of sins. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, redeem us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise and face one another towards the center aisle. We'll share peace. The lectern side first, and then the pulpit side first. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
to the Lord.
Which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, remembering in my prayers that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise for the singing of the Hallelujah verse.
Balloon, tell us this. Balloon.
Would that be cool? And it's still going up. It's going up. Even in the rain, it's going up out there. It's going up. And we don't know where it's going. But we heard today in God's word about Jesus. Today we are celebrating ascension. And what do you think ascension means? If Jesus ascended, being that we talked about a balloon, what do you think ascension means? Which direction would you go if you ascend? You go up, up, up. Can you float like that, Drew? No. But you know who went up? What's that? If you take in a bunch of hot air, Jesus went up. Jesus ascended into heaven. And we are told that Jesus is waiting with God, his Father, and with the Holy Spirit in heaven. He is waiting. So is Jesus just up in heaven? Is he just up there waiting for us? I thought, what are we told? What do you know, though? Where's Jesus? Is Jesus here with us in church today? Yeah. Is Jesus at home with you? Yeah. Is Jesus at school? And when you're walking, and when you're sleeping, and when you're driving, and wherever you are, we have Jesus' promise that he is with us always. But we know that he is with the power of God. Look up at the window. We have God in the window, and on the right side of God, we have the representation of Jesus, the Lamb. We have Jesus and the Holy Spirit on the other side. And one day, where will we be? We will be. Jesus is in heaven. Do you think we'll be with Jesus? Yes. That's what we have this promise, that we will be with Jesus in heaven. But he is with us always, and we can always go to him in prayer. So when you say a prayer with me, Joe, can you hold your hands and say a prayer with me? Say the words, "Dear God, thank you for your Son, Jesus, who has saved us and is with you, preparing for us a place to be with you forever. Amen." All right, next time you get a balloon, you get a helium balloon, I want you to let it go at some point. Remember, it's not going to go to heaven. We don't know where heaven is, but we know we have Jesus' promise that we will be with him one day forever. Amen.
We continue with the sermon hymn on Christ's ascension, "I Now Build," on page 10.
Thank you.
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sunday, December the 1st, was the first Sunday of Advent. It was the beginning of the new church year. The first half of the church year is called the festival half. It's when we remember and celebrate big events in Jesus' life. During Advent, we look forward to Jesus' arrival in two different ways. His first arrival as Emmanuel, God with us, as that baby born in Bethlehem announced to shepherds. And then his second arrival, when he will return in glory on the last day. Then comes Christmas, the Christ Mass, celebrating Jesus' birth. That little normal-looking baby in the manger is God in flesh. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail, incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Emmanuel, as you know, is Hebrew for God with us. Next comes Epiphany on January 6th. Jesus is revealed to the mysterious Magi from the east. Jesus' identity as God with us is revealed to Gentiles, to non-Jews, as well as to the Jews. During the season of Epiphany, we remember Jesus' baptism, his 40 days in the wilderness and temptation, his miracles, and then his transfiguration, which then brings us to Lent. Lent is the time we remember that Jesus has to suffer and die because of our sins, and also that he suffers and dies to pay for our sins and give us forgiveness. We find out that God with us is also God for us. Maundy Thursday brings us to Jesus transforming the Passover meal into the Lord's Supper as he offers himself as the sacrificial Lamb of God whose body and blood is shed for us and given to us for the forgiveness of sins. Good Friday brings us Jesus' death and burial. The dark sadness of Good Friday, though, is tempered by the knowledge of what is coming. Resurrection Sunday comes with great joy, knowing that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Jesus, God in flesh, God with us, dies for the sin of the world and then is raised from the dead. He is still God with us. He appears to the women at the tomb, to the disciples, to 500 others in Jerusalem and Galilee. Jesus is with the people. The resurrected God in flesh is still God with us. And then comes the day of Ascension, 40 days after the resurrection, which was this past Thursday. Jesus is going away. God with us is going away from us. The disciples who have been with Jesus for 3 years are very concerned. What are they going to do? How can they go on without Jesus there with them? Is God with us going far away to be God away from us? What is Jesus' plan? Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Jesus tells the disciples that the mission is not ending, the mission is expanding. The message of repentance, first preached by John the Baptist and then by Jesus, will continue to be preached by Jesus' followers. It'll begin with the Jews in Jerusalem and then expand to people of all nations. The disciples are the witnesses. The word here in Greek is martyrion. It's the word in English we get the word martyr from, someone who dies for the faith. The 11 remaining disciples will dedicate the rest of their lives
to being witnesses to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, even when it costs 10 of them their lives. This is a huge challenge. But Jesus is not abandoning the disciples. He continues here in Luke 24, 49. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. And from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes to the followers of Jesus to reveal Jesus' presence with us in his word, in his sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, in his body on earth, the church. Jesus remains God with us. And we know this through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. God, or Jesus, reigns over creation in the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus remains Emmanuel, God with us. Have you ever had a helium balloon and let it go accidentally, or on purpose, or during a children's message? And then watch it as it rises into the sky, higher and higher until you have to strain to see it, and then it's gone from sight. That is not how Jesus ascended into heaven. So Acts 1, verse 9. And when he said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. Jesus ascends, and a cloud hides him from their sight. In the Bible, God's presence is often shown with a cloud. During the Exodus from Egypt, the people are led by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. When Moses is on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments, the mountain is enveloped with a cloud. When the Israelites built the tabernacle, God's presence is shown by a cloud. At Jesus' transfiguration, a cloud covers the mountain when the voice of God the Father speaks. The cloud shows God's presence with us. Jesus ascends in order to reign as Lord of all. The Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Jesus' ascension is essential to our Christian faith because, along with Pentecost, the ascension signals a shift of how God in Christ is continually present with his people, with the Holy Spirit illuminating this reality through the gift of faith. During the time of the Reformation, there were some theologians who taught that since Jesus ascended into heaven in his body, there is no way that Jesus' body and blood could be present in the bread and wine of Holy Communion on countless altars. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, it must not be. How can Jesus be at the right hand of God and also be in, with, and under the bread and wine of Holy Communion? Well, it is, because the right hand of God is not a set geographical place. The right hand of God is everywhere. Jesus is omnipresent. It does not make sense to us, but we are not called to limit God to our understandings. There are those who believe they must seek God in their actions, in their feelings, in their meditations. So many are seeking God through being spiritual but not religious. But you don't need to seek after God. God comes to you. Martin Luther addresses this in a sermon on Jesus' baptism. God has given us baptism, the sacrament of the altar, and absolution to bring Christ very close to us, so that we can have him not only in our hearts, but also on our tongue, so that we can feel him, grasp him, and touch him. God did all this for the sake of those shameful spirits who seek God according to their own pleasure, with their reason and their own ideas and dreams. To make it possible for us to recognize him, God presents himself to us perceptively and clearly in signs. But we do not accept these, nor are we concerned about the divine word. At all times, God has so governed his people that he could also be recognized visibly by them. Lest they say, if it were possible to find God, we would roam to the ends of the earth in search of him. If you had ears to hear, it would be needless to wander far in search of God, for he wants to come to you, plant himself before your very eyes, press himself into your hands and say, just listen to me and take hold of me. Give me eye and ear. There you have baptism and the sacrament of the altar. Open your mouth. Let me place my hand on your head. I give you this water which I sprinkle over your head. Advent to Pentecost is the festival half of the church year, and we remember God is with us by remembering and celebrating the events in the life of Jesus of Nazareth. From Pentecost until Advent, we have what's called the season of the church, or ordinary time. A time we don't celebrate major events in Jesus' life, but continue to learn about Jesus and what he's done for us. It's a time to continue to live and worship in the presence of God. It's a time to receive God's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. We have been worshiping separately from each other and out of each other's presence for some time. We've been being the church in a different way. It is wonderful that we are beginning to be able to gather together again, although remain somewhat distant. Know that no matter if we are physically together or apart, we are one in Christ through the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, ascends in order to be present everywhere for you. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise to confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I can't lick my fingers.
Prayers today remember Sheila Barbary, battling brain cancer. Scott Barrett, Jim Williams' brother, who has bone cancer. Brian Bowman, Dolores' son, will have shoulder surgery for a torn rotator cuff, is currently undergoing therapy. For Brady Linwood, son-in-law, Brian Bowman, recovering at home from COVID-19. For Gretchen Nobes, a friend of the Roche family, who's been hospitalized. For Mary Coyne, a friend of the Roche family, who's in hospice. For Pastor Lyle Rosh recovering at Bradley on the nursing floor, for Carol Beckett, wife of John Beckett, recovering from a fall, and for all those affected by the COVID-19 virus, those who are sick, those who are sheltered, those who are treating, those who are protecting us, those who continue to provide essential services, and those who are unemployed and underemployed. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Ascend, Lord, hear the prayers of your people and grant our supplication. That the Lord may grant us all things in Christ, so we may be sustained in trial, strengthened in weakness, and delivered from trouble. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Church of Christ may flourish in the good news of Christ crucified, risen, and ascended, which is proclaimed to all the ends of the earth. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord may richly supply us with faithful pastors who will preach your word in season and out, that we may hear, believe, and live out this gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the nations of the earth may seek peace, and that the leaders of our country may pursue justice, righteousness, and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the pandemic may come to an end, and that the livelihood and common life may resume. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That all those afflicted may be strengthened in illness and comforted in adversity, especially Sheila, Scott, Brian, Brady, Gretchen, Mary, Lyle, Carol, and all those affected by this pandemic. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the faithful may not fret what we do not know, but rejoice in Christ our Savior, and live in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That the Lord may grant us joyful hearts and peace at last, knowing that neither death nor life nor any powers can separate us from the love of God in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we may be as generous in our tithes and offerings as the Lord is in giving us his gifts. That we may support the poor and those in need. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we may know the Lord's presence and the means of his grace, hearing his word, receiving his absolution, and feasting at his table with faith and joy in our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we may remember the saints of old who contended for the Lord in their own day, and that we may join them at last in the marriage feast of the Lamb without end. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, all these things, whatever else we need, we ask you to grant us for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Thank you.
and in all places. Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, saying, drink of it all. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
Thank you.
Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Thank you.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated for just a few announcements. Actually, I don't really have any announcements because everything is canceled. So, Jeanette said it would have been the most wonderful year and most terrible year for a yard sale because everyone has a garage full of stuff they have cleaned out and ready to go. But there is no yard sale this year. Take it to Goodwill or Vietnam Vets or whoever. So, I just want to thank everybody for, as we've gotten through all of this, the congregation so far has remained relatively unscathed by the virus. We have one son of a member who's incarcerated up at Pickaway, and basically everyone at Pickaway got it. But he made it through. He was sick, pretty sick for a while, but made it through. We've had six funerals over the time, but none of them related to the COVID-19. So, and as we come back, it'll be, little by little, we're thinking we'll have to at some point have, like a celebratory breakfast, but we can't do that yet. So these things will come little by little, and we, every day you learn new things, and so I just appreciate everyone's patience, and I thank God for Jeanette to be my wife, because she comes up with creative ideas of things we can do for the, for each other. So my ideas aren't so creative. So, but we're working on, like I said, next week, if it's fresh black top down or fresh seal coating down, if you're able to walk, go ahead and park in the field and then walk over. If you have trouble walking, do just come over and be there. Or park in the handicapped spots and come on in. So, actually, I normally say go and peace the Lord after all the announcements, but my rhythm is completely off now, 2 months off. So. All right, God bless you all. We'll dismiss kind of row by row just so we don't all get out. And we don't know. Is this useful or not useful? I don't know. We may never know. So we'll for a little while do what we can to be safe and be safe for others. So very good. I'll see you next. Well, I'll do it because it doesn't feel like that. So go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks.